Hello, and welcome back to Alpine Valley. Where have you been, and why haven't you called? We thank you for stopping by today, and we invite you to listen carefully to this announcement, as we have so much to say. Did you see what we did there? About some important policies for today's show. Let's start by reviewing some changes that are new for both the seasoned veterans of Alpine Valley and those joining us for the very first time. First, let's talk bags. The only bags permitted through the gates are clear bags that are smaller than 12 by 12 by 6 inches in size, and clutch-style purses smaller than 4.5 by 6.5 inches. All other bags, backpacks, European carry-alls, satchels, and totes will not be permitted and should be returned to your vehicle. Yes, we know your prized satchel is where you keep your things, and we know Indiana Jones had one, but it still cannot come in with you today. Next, any and all carry-in chairs are no longer permitted. This includes beach-style and camping chairs, Lazy Boy recliners, and chaise loungers. Third, most tickets are electronic and must be presented on your phone or mobile device with the ScanSafe barcode showing. Paper warehouse tickets will be scanned and accepted. This means printouts of electronic tickets or screenshots and other things you may have attempted to draw with a Sharpie will not work and will not be accepted. We're going to ask you nicely, okay, beg and implore you that if you have an electronic ticket, please save it to your Apple Wallet, to Google Pay, to your Jitterbug phone coin purse, or to the Ticketmaster or Live Nation apps, as then you won't need to load it again and again inside the theater, where you might die trying to get a signal. Lastly, we've gone cashless inside the theater to speed up service at all concession and merchandise stands. If you don't have a debit or credit card to use, we have cash-to-card conversion stations located at various spots inside the theater. Remember, these surcharge-free cards can be used anywhere debit cards are accepted, so there's no need to limit yourself to the amounts of your Alpine Valley purchases. Before entering the theater, you and your belongings will be subject to security screening, so please don't hide anything you shouldn't in those unusually large and bulging pockets in your shorts or in that expertly folded blanket. If you choose to refuse security screening, you will hear this sound. And you will not be permitted to enter the theater. To help keep the lines flowing, follow these simple rules on your approach to the security screen checkpoints and the gates. First, if you have an electronic ticket, be sure you have downloaded and saved your ticket to your Apple Wallet, to Google Pay, or to the Live Nation or Ticketmaster apps before you get in line. Believe us when we tell you that saving your ticket to your device will save you time and frustration later when we ask you, where are you going? A simple test is to go into airplane mode on your phone and attempt to load your ticket barcode. If it does not load, it has not been downloaded to your favorite app, so please give it another try. Next, look for signage indicating the lanes for folks with bags and those without bags, and choose your lane wisely. For those with bags, be sure your bags are of the approved style and size by using the handy diagrams on the tables, and open and present those bags for inspection prior to going through the security screening checkpoints. Then let's be sure you finished your beverages, as you cannot bring them in and we don't want you to have to channel your inner David Bakhtiari and chug them during your last seconds in line. And finally, keep your pants, shorts, shoes, skirts, skorts, jorts, skeggings, leggings, jeggings, kilts, joggers, capris, and other items on. For our checkpoints, you do not need to remove things such as cell phones, wallets, money clips, remember we're cashless now, Daddy, from your pockets, and keep those approved bags and blankets intact as you walk through the security screening checkpoints. Some of you may be subject to secondary screening. Now let's go through what you can and cannot bring in the theater for the show today. Permitted items include factory sealed or empty water bottles up to 1 gallon in size, extra clothes, small blankets, cameras without detachable lenses, audio recording equipment which should enter at gate number 1, poster tubes, and food in a single clear 1 gallon size Ziploc bag. And here is what may seem like a painfully long yet not comprehensive list of items you can't bring in and shouldn't be trying to sneak in. They should be returned to your vehicle or thrown away prior to getting in lines at the gates. These prohibited items include any and all cans or bottles of any kind other than factory sealed or empty water bottles, any bags, backpacks, purses, or other carry-alls, even if they are European, other than the permitted ones which we talked about earlier, all style chairs, backrests, or related items, any aerosol sprays like Deep Woods Off or Aquanet, large blankets and all tarps, filled or empty camelbacks, umbrellas and strollers, any ants marching or other walking or flying insects, weapons of any kind including but not limited to firearms, pocket knives, wallet chains, pepper spray, tasers, ancient wooden spears, harpoon guns, catapults, and javelins, anyone wearing extremely thin tapered pants that are a tad too tight along with shoes and no socks, laser and LED pointers and glow sticks, anyone named Bob, Rob, Robert, or Robbie, We're really sorry you didn't make the cut for today. Any noise-making devices like air horns and cowbell, even if you have a fever and the only prescription is more cowbell. Banners, flags, or signs larger than a standard sheet of paper, fireworks of any kind, including sparklers, and any other items deemed to be unsafe by theater management. Audio recording equipment is permitted for the show today and should enter at gate number 1. Keep in mind that your audio recording setup cannot be placed in aisles and cannot interfere with the aisles or other fans' view or seating areas. Certain technology items are not permitted in the theater today, and besides, not using these things will save money on those chiropractor bills to readjust your neck after looking down all the time. Prohibited technology items include any cameras with detachable lenses, iPads and other tablets, GoPro-style cameras, selfie sticks, which are pretty cringeworthy anyway, and any other video recording equipment. A simple rule for the day is have fun, be nice, and behave while at Alpine Valley. If you don't remember that and you interfere with the performance or others' enjoyment of the performance, or if you crash into me, you may be subject to eviction from the theater grounds at our sole discretion, and it may be noted on your permanent record. This includes behavior that's unruly, disruptive, or illegal in nature, intoxication or other signs of impairment that result in irresponsible behavior, foul or abusive language or obscene gestures, failing to follow the instructions of theater staff or tour personnel, attempting to enter prohibited areas, and any other objectionable conduct. If you have a warehouse pit ticket, you should proceed to the area near gate number 1 for your numbered pit wristband before 4:45 p.m. If you have a fast pass ticket or audio recording equipment, please enter at gate number 1. Those with specialty tickets such as pit, deck 13, expo party deck, and those with ADA accessible seats may be scanned again inside the theater with a wristband being issued for these special areas. Once you've been issued a wristband, don't lose it as you won't get another one. Smoking and vaping is not permitted in reserved seating areas in all buildings at Alpine Valley, and those that choose to smoke in lawn areas must do so without disturbing or annoying those around you. While on the Alpine Valley grounds, overnight parking, camping, vending, and use of drones and or fireworks are all strictly prohibited, with violators being prosecuted. Once you have left the theater today, re-entry is not permitted. Emergency exits are marked throughout the theater and lawn areas. Once you've settled in, please make note of the nearest exits, nearest emergency exits, and areas of safety for severe weather, keeping in mind that some of these exits and areas may be behind you. In the event of an emergency, remain calm and follow the instructions and announcements from venue staff and tour personnel. If you need assistance at any time, please see a uniformed crew member, and remember your seats and blankets are not approved flotation devices. The red zone is for the immediate loading and unloading of passengers only. There is no stopping in the white zone. Do you think you listened closely to the entire loop and know it all? Great, now let's get ready for a quick quiz. Question 1. Throughout this announcement, which we consider a beautiful tapestry, we've woven some Dave Matthews Band song titles to keep you on your toes. How many song titles did you hear? A. Who Cares? Please Make It Stop. B. 3. C. 6. There were actually 6 song titles embedded in the loop. See if you can catch them the next time around. Question 2. If you had the maximum size clear bag that is permitted, and if that bag left New York traveling west at 50 miles per hour, and you left Alpine Valley traveling east at 25 miles per hour, how many cubic inches of volume would that bag be? A. I was told there would be no math. B. 32 hours. C. Yellow. D. 120 miles. Or E. 864 cubic inches. If you answered E, you are correct. Only clear bags with a maximum size of 12 by 12 by 6 inches, which translates to 864 cubic inches, or 14,158 cubic centimeters for our metric friends, are permitted. And our last question, where was Dave Matthews born? A. New York. B. England. C. South Africa. D. California. E. Vermont. Dave was born in South Africa, but then moved to New York, where he was 2 years old. Thanks for listening. That's all we have for you for now. Enjoy the best of what's around while at Alpine Valley today.